Ryan Callahan from GoBalls 247. Ryan, what did you think of the game last night?
You know,
yeah.
Is another national championship game decided by not single digits? So I enjoyed it, but I'd like a better finish.
Yeah, it's kind of where we were. By the way, Ryan, before we get into recruiting, Tennessee Vanderbilt tonight is officially canceled now. The game for Saturday is still currently scheduled. Vanderbilt, a combination of positive tests and contact tracing. With the contact tracing, there is some hope that Vanderbilt will still be able to play Saturday. As we get into now what is officially the college football offseason, where does Tennessee stand on the recruiting trail? Is there anybody in the class of 2021 they're still pursuing heavily, or has it all turned to 2022?
It's still mostly on 2022, but there is one name at least to still watch, and that is the same one that's been there essentially all along, and that's Tywan Malone, the four-star defensive lineman from New Jersey, actually from Bergen Catholic High School, the same school that produced Jarrett Garantano. But he's a longtime Tennessee target, still considering the Vols as he moves closer to a decision here that he'll probably announce on National Signing Day, it looks like. And he's in the process of taking some trips, taking some dead period trips like some players have done in recent months. He just went to Florida State this past weekend. And he's got a few more planned, and one of those, he says as of right now, will be a weekend trip that takes him to Tennessee and Ole Miss on the same weekend, probably here in about 2 weeks or a little less than that now. So we'll see if that trip happens, but as of right now, that's still the plan. So Tennessee's still not out of it just yet for a top 100 prospect on the defensive line that they're in the final six for. So they're at least in the mix for him.
Rumors abound that Kevin Steele may be joining the staff in the coming days. Certainly he has contacts with Rodney Garner, another member of the Auburn staff who may or may not be retained by the new staff. If some of those new assistant coaches come in, and we expect some other assistant coaching changes with Tennessee, regardless of what happens in the head coaching spot, is there a possibility that that changes their priorities or their targets among the remaining 2021 guys?
It's always possible. You know, anybody who would join the staff would quite likely have some additional relationships that could be helpful in pursuing some players. So, you know, if a guy like Kevin Steele was hired, for instance, you know, there might be someone he recruited at Auburn that would potentially give Tennessee another option that they would want to look into or open a door that might make Tennessee kind of reconsider where it is with the 2021 class, at least in one or two cases. So, yeah, it's not out of the question. That could change things a little bit. But, yeah, their focus has been mostly on the transfer portal to this point. Obviously, you know, getting Hendon Hooker, the Virginia Tech transfer quarterback, last week, you know, that's they would like to add more transfers to go along with that. And that's kind of still the priority for the most part. But we'll see if that changes. I certainly wouldn't rule out, you know, again, especially in a year like this where evaluations just weren't normal. I'm sure still watching some film of 2021 prospects, seeing if there's anything they missed, and that there's always a chance they could find someone, as they did with Amari McNeil this fall, the lineman from the Atlanta area. Finding a guy like that was previously sort of an unknown, I definitely think that's still at least a possibility. So, yeah, we'll see if that or, as you said, maybe a possible addition to the staff changes anything as far as their 2021 priorities.
I'm talking with Ryan Callahan from GoVols 247. Ryan, if I asked you on the recruiting trail, what are a couple of the things you hear the most? Like, what is Tennessee's brand? What are you hearing that they're pitching? What are recruits coming to Tennessee for? What do you hear the most?
You know, it's kind of the same as it's been for the past decade for the most part. You know, I think a lot of times early playing time is one of the biggest things that they have to sell, and it depends on the type of player you're talking about too, right? So if it's a big time player in a major battle where you're going against Auburn and Georgia, schools like that, you know, a lot of times it's going to come down to relationships or early playing time. You know, you're not going to win battles like that without without just really, really recruiting a player well, because Tennessee's not been winning the same number of games as some of those schools, or just having a great opportunity for a player to step right in and get some immediate playing time. So that's one example. On the other end of the spectrum, if it's a little bit lower rated guy who you're maybe battling, battling some Big Ten schools for and ACC and maybe not going head to head with as many SEC schools. Just off the top of my head, an example like that, you might just be able to win a battle like that based on other factors, based on the chance to play in the SEC, based on, in a normal year, the game day environment, facilities, things like that, just sort of the overall feel of a place like Tennessee. So it just varies depending on the type of player it is, but I think it's kind of an overall combination of those two. You have maybe half your class that comes to Tennessee just because of the kind of the whole package of the school that maybe, it's one of the few schools they're looking at that has all of that, and then you've got the other half where it maybe comes down to relationships, playing time, things like that. So it takes all of that, but that's the main thing I see is kind of a combination of all of it.
Nice. Ryan, what is the brand of Tennessee on the recruiting trail right now when it comes to the response that kids have from getting a Tennessee offer?
I think it's still a school that gets a lot of kids' attention. I see pretty big reactions from kids coast to coast, really. If it's the first SEC offer for a kid from California or Texas, I still see a lot of excitement from those types of kids when that happens. So it's not as if Tennessee's brand name has really taken that much of a hit over the years. I definitely think it's not seen certainly nationally at the same level as an Alabama or Georgia or LSU right now. I think most people understand Tennessee's not been at that level in recent years, but it is still a program that gets a lot of respect nationally, and certainly the kids who followed football over the years still take that offer as a big deal. So it's a brand that's sure been hurt a little bit by the fact that Tennessee's not won as many games for the past 13 years or so since they played in the SEC championship game. So that's hurt them, but no doubt it's a brand that still can quickly be put back into maybe that elite company if Tennessee can get back up there, and already is still very well respected, I think, by a lot of kids across the country, and certainly their coaches too. It's funny hearing sometimes where coaches will talk with a player right after they get an offer, and what a player has maybe heard is from his coach, who has said, "Hey, Tennessee, they used to be right there with Alabama, Georgia, those types of schools." Like you hear that a lot from kids who maybe aren't aware that was the case just 15 years ago. So that's one of the things where it can help Tennessee, but they still are kind of seen as in that same discussion. But they've got to get back up there, obviously, to be seen there by everybody that Tennessee recruits.
Ryan, as we look at Alabama winning another championship last night, I know rules have been put into place to try to stop these dynasties, but as it's happened, there have been more and more of them. How long can this continue for Alabama, and what can programs do to try to combat this over the next few years?
Get Nick Saban to retire.
I knew that was what you were going to say, but I had to ask it anyway.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It really is an amazing run to see it go this long, and that the reinvention of Alabama is the most impressive part of that. The fact that the first four championships came with them playing more of a defensive brand where they didn't have to have a great quarterback, and now they've adapted to the offensive style. So it's going to take something major, obviously, to sort of stop this run. And the biggest thing is just to give Alabama more consistent competition. There's not been a program that's really been able to sustain maintaining that level and being on similar footing to Alabama. You had Georgia for a year or two there where they almost beat them for a national championship. But they've not been able to overtake Alabama. LSU obviously had the great run last year. So it's isolated here and there. The other teams have challenged them. But aside from Clemson, which obviously has an easier path to a national championship game by playing in the SEC, It's been tough for teams to stay up there. So we'll see if anyone can give them a long-time challenger. But I think short of having a second true powerhouse that just stays up there challenging Alabama, and even that might not be enough, I think it's just going to take Alabama sort of shooting itself in the foot for things to kind of fall back to earth a little bit and give other teams more of an opening.
And I don't expect that to happen anytime soon. Ryan, what do you guys have coming up at GoVols 24/7? And I understand a pretty fun special that you guys unveiled this morning for membership as well.
That's right. 50% off your first year on the site if you sign up right now. Good time to join the site. Obviously, we'll be keeping everybody posted on every step of the way in this weird limbo stretch that we're in with Tennessee's coaching staff as we continue to track that. Possible staff hirings, as we talked about earlier, Kevin Steele and all of that stuff. We'll keep you covered on all of that stuff and much more. Recruiting, basketball, obviously, even though tonight's game no longer being played tonight, we'll have that covered for you as well. So good time to check out the site, 50% off, and some good coverage on the way, and I would say plenty of news to happen over the next few weeks one way or the other. So lots to check out at GoVols247.com.
Now's the time, Ryan. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks, brother.
Sounds good.